No Christian that follows God can ever be disadvantaged, because ahead of time, God will bring word of wisdom to you. When God brings the word of wisdom, it's not for you to just have that information. It is for you to put your life in order in accordance to the word of wisdom that God has revealed in the future.
You're welcome to my Secret Place devotion with Oyeks Alfred. The Word of God is equipped to change your life. For more messages like this, you can follow on YouTube, Instagram, and Telegram, all on the handle Oyeks Alfred.
Good morning. God has a prophetic word for you from Psalm 91, verse 8. The Bible declares that only with your eyes will you behold the reward of the wicked. And I declare over you this morning that you will never experience the reward of the wicked, because you walk in righteousness. You will only see the reward with your eyes, but it will never become your experience. In the name of Jesus, amen. Today at our devotional, we're going to be taking a look at the word of wisdom. To understand today's message, you have to listen to yesterday's message. If you missed it, you can log on to our website to be able to get yesterday's message. But what exactly is the word of wisdom? The word of wisdom is God showing you what is his plan and his purpose, or things that are going to happen in the future. The word of wisdom always talks about the future, and throughout the Bible you see the word of wisdom being played out. You see both in the old, both in the new, and in the life of Jesus, you see that they were able to, by the Spirit and the leading of God, understand what God is about to do, or what God is going to allow to happen in the future. So let's take a look at some scriptures. Yesterday we asked a question and I said I was going to look at it today. What is the benefit of the word of wisdom to a believer? How does that help him? Let's take a look at the word of wisdom that came in Acts chapter 11 verse 28 through a prophet named Agabus. And let's see how the word of wisdom is supposed to help you as you function today. So verse 28 of Acts 11 says, during this time, some prophets traveled from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them, named Agabus, stood up in one of the meetings and predicted by the Spirit that a great famine was coming upon the entire Roman world. This was fulfilled during the reign of Claudius. So this man, called Prophet Agabus, he gave a word of wisdom and it came through prophecy. If you listen to our devotion yesterday, I shared the three ways the word of wisdom can manifest. I said, number one, it can come through strong knowing. You just have a knowing. Number two, it can come through either a vision or a trance or a dream. Number three, it can come through somebody suddenly speaking divinely granted words, which people will call a prophecy. So prophecy is the one that brought about the word of wisdom that Agabus was operating. So the Bible says, through the prophetic word, he now began to tell them that a great famine is coming upon the entire Roman world. Now, this information that Agabus gave did not come by reading the Harvard Review. It didn't come by any physical means. The Economic Forum of Israel didn't sit down and gather and say, oh, tomorrow there's going to be famine. They didn't sit down and say there's going to be recession tomorrow. It came primarily by the Holy Spirit, and information that the Holy Spirit gave him through the word of wisdom. Now, how did it help the early church, and why did God bring this information to the early church? The next verse tells us, the Bible says, so the believers in Antioch decided to send relief to the brothers and sisters in Judea. Everyone gave as much as they could. What does that mean? It means that when they understood that famine was coming, they didn't continue business as usual. They now began to put their finances in order. The people in Jerusalem now began to send resources to their brethren living in that region that was going to have recession, so that the believers will thrive above the unbelievers. You know what will happen to those that don't know about this? They'll just leave their finances as usual. They're making all sorts of investments, and you know, those investments will definitely collapse during the famine. The only people that will thrive would be who? It will be the children of God that make decisions based on the information they got by the word of wisdom. That is why no Christian that follows God can ever be disadvantaged, because ahead of time God will bring word of wisdom to you. Ahead of time God will show you the plans and his purposes. One more way I forgot to mention about how the word of wisdom comes is actually through the scripture. There are so many prophetic things that have been written in the scripture that already tells you in the next few days, in the next few weeks, this thing is going to happen. For instance, we know from the scripture that one day millions of people who believe in the Lord Jesus will depart from this earth. It's called the rapture, or the Bible puts it this way, the taking away of the church. It will happen. Is a word that has been given to us ahead of time so that we prepare. How does the word of wisdom help today? When God brings the word of wisdom, it's not for you to just have that information and, you know, whatever, sit down. It is for you to put your life in order in accordance to the word of wisdom that God has revealed in the future. Yesterday, I told you about how two times the Lord had shown me by word of wisdom, twice through a trance, about two plane crashes. What was I supposed to do about that? I was supposed to stay in the place of prayer and insist that that plane will not come down. But then I didn't know. But the truth is, a third one came again. I did see another plane crash happening in my country. I saw it three times and I began to pray. I gathered the intercessors, those who are close to me, and we began to pray. We prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. Over a period of time, I still had a dream again. That means that thing had not been solved. We prayed and prayed and prayed the second time, and we did that for three times until that dream stopped coming, and I knew that victory had been won and that that plane was not going to come down. So when God brings an information about the future, what are you supposed to do? It's to put your life in order. It is to make plans in terms of, maybe sometimes God will say, oh, the economy of this nation is going to have an issue, or this particular industry is going to suffer loss. What is God telling you to do? Make adjustment in terms of the investments you're making. Sometimes he tells you this city will be overflowed with water, there's going to be a flood. He does send that kind of information ahead of time for his children so that his children can escape. Remember the story of Noah. God showed him ahead of time through word of wisdom, there is going to be rain, and the only people that will be saved are those that will enter the ark. And the Bible says for 100 years Noah was preaching. He was a preacher of righteousness. For 100 years he kept on telling the people, it's going to be rain. This was God bringing a word of wisdom. This was God showing his plan and purpose for the future. Of course he ignored Noah, but he entered the ark, and then the Bible says that God shut up the ark, and then the rain began to fall. So if those who have paid attention to the word of wisdom that had come, they would have been saved. So when there's going to be a flood, when there's going to be economic recession, when there's going to be death, when there's going to be all kinds of things, both good and bad, God finds a way to show it to his people. Why is God showing it to his people? So that his people can be saved from harm, so that his people can be secure. Because God wants his people to thrive and be different from every other people on the earth. Let's close by looking at Amos chapter 3 verse 7. The Bible says, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants the prophet. What the Bible is saying is that God will not do anything without first of all talking to his servants who are prophets. Why is he showing them? Why is God talking to his prophets who are servants about what's going to come? It's not for those servants or those prophets to hear about those things and just feel cool. Wow, God is talking to us about the future. No, it is to warn God's people so that they know exactly what to do. You know why we play hanky-panky with our work with God? It's because we didn't realize that there are depths and there are dimensions in God. All we are told is, don't worry, just give your life to Christ, wait for heaven, and then just speak in tongues and you're good. No, that's far from the truth. That's 1% of what you gain from being a child of God. The Bible says that you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Many of us don't know how to activate and utilize the power of God that has been invested in every believer. So tomorrow we're going to continue our discourse on the gifts of the Spirit. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
Is your love has ravished my heart and taken me
over. For more messages like this, you can follow on YouTube, Instagram, and Telegram, all on the handle Oyeeks Alfred.
I want to be with you forever.